Padre Pio would work himself to exhaustion. He refused to rest. What was the reason behind this intense dedication? Was he on some kind of mission? Indeed he was, to snatch souls.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member or a friend. Padre Pio saw that the world either ignores or denies God, but he was always full of compassion for his lost brothers and sisters. He certainly felt the agony experienced by the Apostle Paul, who cried over the loss of his countrymen who did not recognize Jesus as the Son of God. He wrote, "I feel great sadness, constant bitterness in my heart." This was the reason for his sense of urgency regarding saving souls, and the reason he felt the need to fight evil with all his energy until the point of exhaustion. The famous place for this work was, of course, the confessional. Father Marcellino tells us, when he walks towards the confessional, concentrating on his task, he seems withdrawn, pensive. He does not like to be interrupted or stopped. He does not like meeting people. And if he does, he is quick in his responses. Here's a good example for us. If we have a task to hand, let's not get distracted with smartphones, Facebook messages, and the like. How many times do we interrupt a conversation with someone in front of us to pop off a response on our smartphone? Father Pellegrino said that changing for the better in Padre Pio's environment could not be avoided. It was an obligation. The penitent who had chosen Padre Pio as his confessor had to make an exact and fundamental choice: to be with God or to be with Satan. Padre Pio was sometimes very tired, exhausted from all the long hours in the confessional. Some days he would spend 16 hours in the confessional. To those that had advised him to take a rest, he would say, "One has to work. Confession is first a job, and then, when you can't do it anymore, it's sacrifice." This is the saint's response to Father Tarcisio Zulo, who insisted that he rest a bit. "How can I not work? Idleness kills." I remember a saying, "Idleness is the devil's horse." But why did Padre Pio insist on all this hard work? Why was he so stubborn? Padre Pio often said that his mission was to snatch souls from Satan. He therefore saw his work as a constant confrontation with the spirit of evil, which he had to oppose in every way possible in order to free the brothers in exile from its clutches. This mission had been announced to him in a vision he had as a young man before he entered the Capuchin novitiate of Marcrone in 1903. Shortly before leaving this world, Padre Pio gave us a description of this vision. "I saw a majestic man of rare beauty, shining like the sun, who led me into a wide field. There was a large crowd of men divided into two groups, beautiful faces on one side, dark shadows on the other. He showed me a horrifying-looking being, extremely tall, touching the clouds with his forehead, and said, 'Against these you must fight. Enter the fight with confidence, and advance bravely, because I will be by your side. I will help you, and I will not let them bring you down. In exchange for the victory you will have, I will give you a beautiful crown to adorn your head.' It is therefore in the light of this vision that we must view Padre Pio's apostolic activity. This vision helps us understand the urgency of carrying out this plan that heaven had shown him. It explains his zeal, his determination, the consistency of his commitment, and his haste to act." So there we have it. The reason Padre Pio was working so hard despite his body's exhaustion was that he was on a mission, a mission to save souls and fight evil. I can imagine Padre Pio being exhausted from all the hours and hours in the confessional, but at the same time happy for every absolution he gave, because he managed to snatch another soul from Satan. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.